Hey, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally, and welcome back for those of you that were on the Croc Pet broadcast. We've got a couple of great questions, and first off, May, thanks for putting the rough dog pads on feet recipe up, and I'll pop that over here. And just like you said, it's super simple. Beeswax, shea butter, coconut oil. I did a video a little while ago, same idea. We've been traveling with these lotion bars for a while. They're a little more complex, not really. It's just cocoa butter, beeswax, and then coconut oil, olive oil, depending on how cool or warm an area you're in. And then you can also alter the beeswax amount to give you a different consistency. So there's that video, and May, thanks a bunch for the other. Let's see, let me pop over to the page. Susan is asking about getting a luxating patella surgery for a 15-year-old dog. And I would wonder why all of a sudden this is important to do the surgery and think more about doing things like rehab, things of that nature to help strengthen things. It may be that it's gotten to the point where the patella is completely out. So if we think about the knee, the groove that the patella sits in, on the top, bottom of the femur, I should say. And then so the little bone is supposed to sit in this groove. And then there's a very, very strong tendon above it and below it that helps keep the knee tracking so that when this groove is moving, and that kneecap is supposed to stay in there, what tends to happen over a long time is that these grooves actually get worn down to the point where it just won't stay in the, where it's supposed to be at all. And so for that reason, for many of the small breed dogs, they're medially luxating patellas, meaning they go towards the inside of the body and they stay there. Some of them can be laterally luxating or towards the outside of the leg, but the vast majority are medially luxating. So I think what you want to look at is what's going to be the benefit of the surgery? Are they going to be able to stabilize the knee to the point where she can use it really, really well? Does she have existing arthritis in the joint? Does she have arthritis in her hips and her low spine? And what I would do is see if some of those other locations, if you improve the pain at the lumbar spine or the SI joints and do simple rehab things like strengthening the legs. This is where an underwater treadmill may be useful, so you can strengthen both the big quads and hamstrings of the upper part of the leg, and then also strengthen the back, relieve pain there. See if that will help her get through without having to do the surgery. Also, this is where you could consider using an Assisi loop if she's got pain localized to the joints. Is the pain because of the luxating patella, or is the pain because of the arthritis? So I think you want to kind of really think through that. Hope that helps, Susan. Let's see, there's the link to the CBD video. And May, I love this. It's kind of like, how can we get this all done? So you got it done. Good for you. It's a pain in the butt. But it is really, really awesome. And yeah, you can do Dutch ovens, stoves on the cooktop, whichever way makes it easiest for you to do. Yeah, and it is what it is. So you can break it out that way. Good on you. Spirit is on his way to getting through this stuff. Leia is asking about having an extra half dose of HeartGuard, and as Karen points out, it's not going to hurt anything. It's just that your other dog has now been underdosed. So you do want to consider redosing, although here's the tricky thing. So heartworm preventive is like, and HeartGuard in particular, It has weight breaks at 25 pounds, 50 pounds, and then 100, I think. It's just kind of ludicrous. So if your guys are 12 and a half pounds, say, then maybe the, let's see if you actually say what the, yeah, maybe they did get an adequate dose. Yeah, so I think the only real concern here is whether the other dog got enough heartworm prevention. Think about it there. It's really frustrating sometimes. You try to do all these things to protect your kids, and then they do things to kind of circumvent that. And then Kathy's asking about some sort of weird stuff Dottie's got going on with urinary retention. Yeah, so I would definitely get her urine checked out. If she's feeling okay, I think it's okay to wait. So I would definitely just kind of keep that, get a urine sample over as soon as possible, plus or minus. If this is a new behavior, just you're fine till today, obviously. And then let us know where things go. Deep cranberry, I have not found as effective. D-mannose, I've had better success with. Cranberry works really well when the infections are simply due to E. coli or Pasteurella. D-mannose seems to work a little bit more broad spectrum. So I think that's a great idea. So I think 750 milligrams twice a day for a dog Dottie size. And I think, oh, Mr. Willie, the 2-a-day vitamin for me. So what I would do is, just crush it. They make these pill splitters slash crushers where you can put the tablet in there and it squishes them. But I would just kind of take a spoon or something and crush it in there and sweep the dust, so to speak, into the food. I generally just put it, when I have to crush a tablet, I just put a tablet on the countertop and take a spoon and crush it that way, and that seems to work out pretty well. Hope that helps. And then Mr. Willie, so good news on the Palladia. Sorry about the tornadoes. The pink spots are weird. The one thing I am wondering, Jamie, is how are his feet looking? And so I wonder if this is sort of his body ongoing trying to clear things out. And from what you're describing, I don't think that's interesting, a low creatinine. I don't think that there's any problem with, obviously, there's not a clotting problem, there's not something crazy going on. The ALT, ALP elevation are from the prednisone. Oh, good. His proteins are coming up too. This is great to see. So it sounds like the Palladia is doing good things to sort the GI disease out. Total T4, not unusual because he is so sick and his body is so pressed. And then the big thing is, as long as his clotting factors and he's not anemic, no platelet. Ah, what did I do? Actually, I wasn't even showing you that anyhow. Sorry about that. Yeah, so let me kind of walk through that again for you. So what I'm wondering is if his feet are better, but the spots on his tongue has come up. I think this is more just that ongoing drug reaction or his body trying to clear the drug. 0.4 creatinine, that's kind of unusual, but if his appetite's been, that can show up. Liver enzymes are up from the pred. And then, total T4 is way low because he's so sick. So, as long as everything is okay there, I think we're in good shape. But my guess is that we are you're dealing with more of a situation of the body just trying to clean out some of the stuff it's got in there. So if everything is healing up, that's really, really encouraging. If these get worse, then that's more worrisome that the Pallidia is having an untoward effect, so to speak. Let's see, let me get back to the page. I think that was all of the questions for today, but I'm going to double check. I think that's it. I'll double check my cheat sheet. So we're good to go. So until next week, do remember too, we've got the flash sale going on. We're having to switch shipping companies again. Hopefully this will be the last time. It's been an interesting ride, but you get to benefit. So of the stock that we have available still there, it's 20% all of these. So the Histopause, Arthropause, Phytospore, Megaspore, Megamucosa, coconut oil, calcium citrate, and then we have a few bottles of the Omega fish oil left. And the herbal turmeric curcumin is at buy one, get one free. So check that out. And that's what I've got for you this week. So until next week, take good care of everybody and give them all a big hug. Remember, your pet's best health starts in the bowl.